May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another inspiring episode of the Silsila Spiritual Cures. And wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. And we always give this reminder, firstly for ourselves and for you out there as well, that when you are making dua, include the Ummah in your du'as as well. Make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that he grants relief to the Ummah, shifa, cure, to those who are sick and suffering with whatever type of ailment, whether it is mental problems, financial problems, medical problems, spiritual problems. And make du'a that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants protection against the oppressors. Well, we have some calls that are lined up, some questions as well from different people. And inshallah azza wa jal, once we get the go-ahead from our beloved director and team, it will be aired shortly. But stay tuned, because who knows what these callers will be asking regarding their difficulty, their problems. Maybe you will be experiencing it currently. Perhaps you could experience it in future, or you may know somebody that is going through these difficulties and these problems as well. And so it's very handy to have a notebook, a diary. So you can write down the important Madani pearls, the wada'if, the litanies, the invocations, and use that book as a reference book, so that by the end of this silsila, at least the main points you'll have down, and you can refer to it at a later stage for your own benefit, for your personal benefit, or for the benefit of somebody else. Share it. Share ilmun nafi'a, beneficial knowledge, with good intentions. It will help you a lot. Write it down, type it down on your devices. Ink is the best memory, as they say. And Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, capture knowledge. Capture knowledge by writing it down. Subhanallah. Before we proceed, let's recall the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allahu ta'ala. Time is fast. Life is short. The past is gone and can't be changed. The future is uncertain. What matters is the now, is the present. So what am I doing with my life presently? Am I just wasting it away in all things worldly, in materialism? Or like so many people out there who are trapped in hedonism, which means that their goal, their purpose for living is for the pursuit of pleasure. That's not for you and I, as believers, as Muslims, as ummatis of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our purpose is clear. Quran is emphatic on that. That you and I, human beings, are here on planet Earth for a specific purpose, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, we have to do good deeds for that. We have to read our salah for that. We have to fulfill rights of people, obey Allah azza wa jal, obey the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, engage in other ibadat, do good deeds, recite salawat, durud paak, istighfar, make sincere tawbah, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep our tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah jalla jalaluhu, fulfill rights of others to the best of our ability, learn and practice the sunnah, And every day, recite some amount of the glorious Quran with the English translation from Kanzul Iman and the English commentary from Miftahul Ihsan. And every day, try to learn something of Deen. Learn a dua for the day. These things are going to help us, inshallahul kareem. They will help us in this world, in the grave, and on the day of judgment as well. There are so many excellences for reciting salawat durood pak. The one who recites durood sharif 1,000 times every day, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that this person will not die until he sees his place in Jannah, in paradise. Don't you and I want that privilege as well? Then let's stop wasting away our short precious life in unnecessary conversations, useless and frivolous activities that have no real benefit for us. It's just time wasters. Let's be smart, let's be wise, let's be intelligent and plan and prepare for the grave and the hereafter. We will request our beloved team to please go ahead. The first call, please. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
مولانا صاحب, hope you are keeping well, Hazrat. My question for today is, are there any spiritual treatment for Bell's palsy illness? Jazakallah for always educating us with your wonderful answers, Hazrat. Barakallah, Jazakumallah.
Ameen wa iyyakum. Bell's palsy. It's possible that some people out there may be hearing about this illness for the first time. So let me just give a brief description of what Bell's palsy is. What are some of the common symptoms of this problem and what can be done? And maybe a few wada'if, things to be recited as well, inshallahul kareem. Okay, so Bell's palsy is a temporary condition that causes sudden one-sided facial muscle weakness or paralysis because of an inflammation of the facial nerve. So when that is inflamed, one of the facial nerve is inflamed, or if there is a weakness in the facial muscle, facial means face, na? A weakness in the facial muscle, then one side, could be either side, right side, left side, you'd see it's like drooping down. And some of the common symptoms would include the inability to close one or both of the eyes completely, problems with chewing, with swallowing food, drooling, the saliva just continuously comes out, the reduced ability to shed tears, for the tears to leave the eyes, difficulty in speaking, pains in the ears, ringing sounds in the ears, decreased sensation of taste. Of course, if one is experiencing any of these things, or all of these things, and they find that one side of the face is drooping and they can't feel, it's a form of paralysis. That area becomes paralyzed. Visit your doctor. Consult your GP. And they will advise what's to be done. They will administer some forms of medications. They will advise the person to do physical therapy to stimulate the facial nerve. They would advise to do facial massages, facial exercises. So immediately visit your doctor and they will diagnose what the problem is and give you some types of medications and advise further what's to be done. Now, from a ruhani point of view, from a spiritual point of view, there are certain things that can be done and can be recited as well. So make a note of this. Especially if you know somebody that has this problem, you can share it with them, inshallah, azawajal. You need to take an iron bowl or a steel bowl or an iron or steel plate. Take a saffron pen or any marker and write on it Surah Zilzal إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. The whole surah. Write it on this iron or steel bowl or plate, and then put some water into that vessel. Remember, the person who is suffering from Bell's palsy. Write Surah Zilzal, put some water into that, and then drink this at least once a day, and continue till the person is cured, till they receive shifa, cure. Try to put a hanky or a cloth beneath, because as you are drinking, some water, some drops of water could fall on the floor, so at least it will be absorbed in that hanky, in that piece of cloth or material. Similarly, take an iron or steel bowl or plate, write Surah Zilzal on it with saffron or a marker, and look at it. That's all. The one who is suffering from Bell's palsy, inshallahul kareem, with good intentions, with full yaqeen, that it is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who grants shifa, who grants cure, who places the shifa, the cure in the medicine, in these things. Inshallah ta'ala, it will improve the person's condition greatly, and they will get cured from this problem. I'm going to share two wadaif, simple, easy, that we can do. Remember, when a person is writing Surah Zilzal, we must write it properly. Be in wudu if possible. Better to be in wudu. And we must write each letter, each word properly. If the individual can't do it on their own, ask somebody who's able to write Arabic properly. All right. Furthermore, the following must be written down 11 times on a new plate. You don't need to get an expensive china plate or something. No. Any new plate. Write down on that plate the following 11 times and put some water in it. And the person must drink this. Inshallahul Kareem, the facial paralysis will be removed. So what are we going to write down 11 times on that new plate? Very easy. La ilaha illallah. That's it. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. 11 times on a new plate. Put some water into that. Give the person who is suffering from facial paralysis, Bell's palsy, to drink this. Inshallah ta'ala, they will receive cure. And one more wazifa, inshallah ta'ala. Also very simple. The following must be recited 100 times at the time of sleeping. Inshallahul Kareem. This has different kinds of benefits actually. And one of them is protection from facial paralysis. So the following will be recited 100 times at the time of sleeping. Inshallah ta'ala, this will protect that person from the mischievous activity of the devil, shaitan. It will protect them against paralysis and facial paralysis as well. Inshallahul Kareem. So 100 times at the time of sleeping, recite Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu. So if you've got this condition, practice on these things, inshallah ta'ala, or perhaps you may know somebody, share it with them to earn extra rewards from the merciful court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Please go ahead with the next call. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Hope you are keeping well. My question is, what wisdom lies behind hardship, and how should a person encounter difficulties? Jazakallah.
Ameen wa iyyakum. Hardships. Hardships are part of life. Which individual doesn't experience hardships? Which person? Some experience major hardships, others minor. There's something for us to think about. That if I had no hardship at all, no hardship, no difficulty, would I turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Would I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If I had no hardships at all, would we turn to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Would we focus on His mercy? Would we thank Allah azza wa jal? It's a question to ask ourselves. There's a narration that says, "Ad-dunya sijnu lil mu'min wa jannatu lil kafir." This world is a prison for the believer and a paradise for the disbeliever. Because in the afterlife, there is the paradise for the believer and the prison for the disbeliever. Subhanallah Subhanahu. So this temporary world with its temporary difficulties and hardships, they're all temporary. Whatever type of hardship you are going through in your life, it for you at that moment in time, at this very moment, it could be a mountain on your head. A mountain. You feel I just can't bear it. Always remember, the greatest of difficulties that I'm experiencing in my life, somebody out there is going through more severe difficulties and hardships than me. And the fact is, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kind of hardships and difficulties and challenging moments that he went through, we can never experience that. You just have to pick up the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you'll come to an understanding. But he was the most and is the most positive-minded person. You will learn about his patience, his tolerance, his forbearance. You will learn about his resilience, that no matter what happened, what difficulties, obstacles, blockages, boycotts that were placed there, he triumphed. He was the victor, victorious. And sometimes you feel like you are being buried in the ground. It's just everybody's stepping on me, stomping on me, I'm buried into the ground. They say, don't think like that. The seed is buried into the ground. That's part of its preparation so it can sprout and grow into a plant, into a tree that can bear fruits, that can provide shade to others. So think like this. Whatever the difficulty is that I'm faced with, we need to develop a positive mental attitude, PMA, that this storm in my life is not something which is going to permanently be there. Because I'm sure you had difficult moments of hardship in the past, which are not there anymore. The storm also will dissipate. The storm also is going to pass. But it all depends on my mindset. It can either make me fall into depression and become negative, or I can come out on the other side a changed person, more grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stronger, strong-willed, because you're going to learn from your mistakes, from your failures, you're going to take lessons from there. There's an incident that took place about 5 years ago where a gas heater caused a house to be set on fire. The intensity of the fire burnt through many items in the home. You know what else it burnt? The bridal dowry of two sisters. They were, those gifts and the bridal dowry was turned and reduced to ashes. The cash that was kept in the home, all burnt. In an attempt to save her disabled father, one of the sisters' face got burnt. The father stated that the wedding of one of his daughters was to take place in 1.5 months. And over a long period of time, he was saving little bit at a time, small amounts for that bridal dowry. And all wiped out. Dear viewers and listeners, whatever difficulty I am facing in my life, it's to make me stronger. Whatever problems are there, whatever hardships are there, it could either be for the removal of my sins, of which I do so too much. It could either be to raise my status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It could either be for me to turn back to Allah jalla jalaluhu. And sometimes you're feeling like I'm making dua. Nothing. I don't see the manifestation. My du'as are not accepted. You feel like giving up. You feel like just, what's the point? Continue making du'a. the plans of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite wisdoms. We can never understand. But it's up to us to remain firm, steadfast on the deen, the teachings of the deen, the values of Islam. Continue with our salahs, continue with dua, continue practicing on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the reality is, I want you to think of your greatest hardship that you're experiencing at this very moment. Think about it in your mind. What happens to it? If the angel of death appears right now, disappears. That hardship, that worldly problem is in reality temporary. It's going to disappear if the angel of death arrives now to extract my soul. But the real hardships, the real difficulties will begin if I did not prepare for the grave and the hereafter. So have a positive mind. Don't leave and neglect salah. They say there's different types of people. Of course, people with different temperaments. No? You get one section of people that whatever the difficulties come in their life, yeah, they'll feel a little bit of the difficulty, but they don't get too worried. They don't become nervous and stressed out. They control themselves with courage, with bravery to overcome this difficulty. And then this other section of people, as soon as even a minor problem enters their life, oh, what has happened now? The complaints don't stop. They get super stressed out. They become afraid. They become nervous. They break down mentally. It affects them. And they make a mountain out of a molehill. Or for them, they view it as, they say, a storm in a teacup. The actual problem is not so big, but because they are so maybe sensitive, emotional, they don't have emotional intelligence, emotional control, so it like really hits them hard. It's like the rabbit. There's a parable. These things you must take lessons from. That the rabbit who was screaming in the jungle, "The sky has fallen, the sky has fallen." And the other animals, they look up and they see the sky is still there. So they ask the rabbit, "What do you mean the sky has fallen? Where has it fallen? So he responds, "I was standing under a certain tree and I was minding my own business. All of a sudden, the sky fell on my head." Those animals, they went to see, okay, which tree? They go and see the tree. What do they find there? A branch from that tree had broken off and fallen down. That's the thing that hit him on the head. And in that condition of senselessness, he thought the sky fell on his head. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. When there are challenging times, when there are hardships in your life, when you are faced with difficulties, especially that time, not only, but especially that time, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the solver of problems, the creator of opportunities, the opener of doors, the grantor of shifa. Turn to Him. Ask from the bottom of your heart, with full sincerity, not half-heartedly, "Oh, let's see, that's okay." No. Full yaqeen, reliance, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll make a way out for you. He will make a way out. He can make a way out from the place you can't even imagine. Continue with your salahs. Practice the sunnah, abstain from sins, keep asking Him, have self-control over your feelings, your emotions, stay positive, recite the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever recites, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un," at the time of difficulty, Allah Almighty will remove his difficulty, will produce a positive outcome, and will grant a replacement with which he is pleased. So, a difficulty enters your life, same time, read, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Condition your mind, and this is not paradise for the believers. So problems in some form or the other will appear in my life. It's going to happen. Surah Al-Baqarah verse 155 says, translation from Kanzul Iman, "And we will definitely test you with some fear and hunger and with some deficiency of wealth, lives and fruits. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ and give glad tidings to those who are patient. That's one of the things we need to build. Our tolerance levels, our ability to bear, our resilience, our patience, these things will help us and create the mindset. The events of destiny will occur. It will happen. And don't focus on what could have, what should have, what would have taken place. I could have done it. I would have done it. I should have done it. No time for that. Go forward in your life. If you met some losses, learn from it. Learn from the failures. Learn from the mistakes. Use them as stepping stones to better yourself. Keep in your mindset that this calamity in my life that I'm experiencing, possibly, a greater calamity may have been averted by this calamity, this difficulty and hardship entering my life. So one day, all difficulties, worldly difficulties will come to an end. Take responsibility for your actions. Divert your attention away from difficulties and towards being proactive, productive and constructive as well. These things will help us, inshallah. Read the seerah, the stories of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. You will get lots and lots of motivation. Increase your morale. So this kind of mindset, we need to advance towards the solution of problems. We need to stimulate our enthusiasm. Surround yourself with positively minded people, pious people, good Muslims. You will find in the environment of Dawat Islami, if you're going through a difficulty in your life, think about the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, what hardships he went through. Think about the other Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, what problems and difficulties one after the other they experienced. They never give up. They move forward. So if you fall down, if you hit some blockage or obstacle or barrier in your life, find a way over it, around it, underneath it. Pick yourself up. Dust yourself. March forward. Doesn't matter if you're going to fall down again, but keep doing this. Then only will you reach your destination. But if you fall down and you stay down, you can never reach your destination. You can never reach those goals that you have set. How can you complete the task then? They say that if two people are boxing and one falls down, he's only knocked out if he stays down. But if he gets up, tries again, he's got a chance. Read over the seerah of the previous Anbiya alayhi salam as well. Starting with the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will motivate you. It will stimulate your enthusiasm. These blessed biographies of the noble prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, the noble Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliyaullah, look at Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. How much of difficulties were caused by Namrud, the tyrant king who attempted to burn him. Alayhi salam, Ayyub alayhi salam, he was afflicted by a lengthy illness that tested his patience. Yaqub alayhi salam, he had to endure a long separation from his beloved son, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam himself was wrongfully imprisoned. Yunus alayhi salam, he remained in the belly of the whale. Musa alayhi salam, he faced the unjust and tyrant Fir'aun, who left no stone unturned in making his life difficult. But they triumphed with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our master, our leader, our guide, our teacher. How many difficulties, in different forms too, emotionally, psychologically, physically, so many problems and so many difficulties were there caused by the disbelievers to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his ashab alayhi muridwan. Many lost their lives. They didn't give up. They continued. And you and I, because of their sacrifices, their real sacrifices, we are Muslim, alhamdulillah. And finally, take practical steps in tackling the problems. Start by making dua to Rabb Azza wa Jal. Seek advice from those who are experienced your parents, your uncles, your grandparents, somebody who is specializing in that field that you are in, somebody who is well-versed and sincere, and then advance towards solving those difficulties, those hardships. Build your emotional intelligence. Build your resilience, that ability to bear and to spring back, no matter what's in the front. Keep turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu grant us protection from the difficulties of this world and the hereafter as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.